Many of our contemporaries are suffering from the delusion, wrote King Friedrich Wilhelm III after the death of his wife, that my wife supposedly had a certain influence on government policy. In reality, she had no direct influence. But sometimes during important political events, I confided my hopes and concerns to her. Their great arch-enemy Napoleon had a different opinion. She was the true ruler of Prussia. She was out for blood. And even if only in her letters, Louisa made no secret of her hatred for Napoleon Bonaparte.
The prospect of just seeing that monster is simply too much. No. To see him is to see the source of evil itself. The damned of the earth. All that is cruel and base in human beings united in one person. A man who has managed to rise up from the dregs of humanity.
Napoleon Bonaparte's military campaign across the continent devastated Prussia's long-sustained policy of political neutrality in the crisis year 1805. But with his stubborn refusal, Friedrich Wilhelm III resisted all courtly and diplomatic pressure, thus snubbing all the patriots who were in favor of an alliance with Russia and an immediate entry into the war. Rumors about political differences of opinion between the royal couple became public. The war faction in the royal court called itself the Queen's Party, because it believed the Russian-oriented monarch was the most energetic advocate of Prussia's entry into the war. Bellicose ladies of the court forged war plans in the antechamber of Chief Court Tutoress Foss, also known as Captain Foss. And the graceful Louisa, the heart of the Prussian war party, declared openly to the French ambassador,
"Prussia is prepared to fight. In my opinion, force is the only way to fight force."
And the shy, reserved Friedrich Wilhelm, whose experience had made him opposed to the war, was unable to withstand his wife's ardor. Field Marshal Gneisenau once described her as bellicose and patriotic. "In this war, that she calls regrettable," wrote the author Heinrich von Kleist, "she's made more profit than in an entire lifetime of peace and prosperity."